When the bipartisan coalition lost control of the state Senate in 2012, it was a given that its Democratic members would see a big drop in the number of bills they got through. But that loss of clout also affected Democrats in the House. With the legislature adjourned and a pile of bills awaiting the governor's signature, APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez looks at how power shifted in this legislature.
Representative Chris Tuck sponsored about a dozen bills this past legislative cycle. Only a couple of those items ever got hearings, and just one, a bill dealing with craft distilleries, actually passed. As far as Democrats go, Tuck considers himself one of the lucky ones.
I hope it'd be like 4-1, but unfortunately, we feel blessed to even have a bill pass.
Tuck is used to it. Democrats have been the minority party in the state House ever since the 90s, and their caucus only occupies 10 of the House's 40 seats right now. For the past few legislatures, the House minority would get one bill passed per member, if you average it out. That's only a small fraction of the legislation that gets passed, but it was something. This legislature, that number dropped. Instead of one bill a person, it's now about half a bill. If you were a member of the majority this legislature, you were six times more likely to get a bill through. So, what changed? While the composition of the House did not shift much in the last election, the makeup of the Senate did.
It does have effect that bleeds over to the House.
Instead of having a Republican House working with a team of Democrats and moderate Republicans in the Senate, the legislature effectively switched to one-party government with the last election. Tuck thinks that means minority members are less likely to have ownership over some of their policies, even if they introduced them first. For example, a bill requiring babies to be screened for heart defects was originally introduced by a House Democrat, but the version that passed was offered by a Senate Republican.
It's not about the policy as much as it is who gets credit.
There are a few possible reasons for this. If a bill does not have your name on it, it's harder to campaign on it as a legislative accomplishment. It's also easier to get a minority bill through one adversarial chamber than it is to get it through two of them. If a Democratic bill made it through the House during the bipartisan coalition days, then there was probably a sympathetic ear for it in the Senate. These days, not so much, says Tuck.
A lot of the people that were in the minority in the 27th Alaska legislature are now in the majority this year, and it's all about retaliation in some form.
In total, the House minority got six bills passed this legislature, and the Senate minority got zero. That's out of nearly 200 bills. In a lot of ways, that's just the way the game is played. Wasilla Republican Charlie Huggins currently serves as the Senate president, but before the 2012 election, he was part of the Senate's small conservative minority caucus.
Obviously, in the minority, you get to do a lot of observing, maybe grit your teeth every once in a while.
Under the bipartisan coalition's leadership, the Senate minority fared a little better than the current Democratic minority, but not by much. Instead of getting zero bills through, they managed to pass anywhere from one to three bills per legislature. On the rare occasions they were able to get their bills through the more Democratic Senate, those measures sailed through just fine in the Republican-led House. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.